Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. This week, guys, Pete Donaldson's away and I'm feeling rather ill, so unfortunately it's going to be a slightly shorter episode than usual. In fact, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. Maybe I'm going to talk about my big long week away that I've just spent in Kyushu filming with Sea Dog VA doing a wacky weekend, or rather three wacky weekends back to back. It's been a bit of a rough month because I've been training so hard and preparing for this chess boxing match in December. I've really not been able to put out many videos. And when you're a YouTuber and you don't put out videos, your whole brand sort of just plummets off a cliff. The YouTube channel's down, Patreon's down, it's all down. And so you sit there, look at the statistics and think, oh, I hate my life. But off camera, or rather on camera, behind the scenes, I've been making about 20 videos, and I've got no less than three editors currently working their way through some incredible videos, actually, whether it's going to the biggest hot spring resort with Connor, whether it's hiking up one of the tallest mountains in Tohoku, or filming in Japan's number one sushi chain with Ryotaro, as we just did yesterday. It's been a really intense few weeks, and it's really taken it out of me, and I suspect that's why I don't feel very well right now. I've only got back to Sendai yesterday, and it's just been insane, right? In many ways, I've not really enjoyed 2022. I don't know why it's all been rubbish, or why I've just not been in the right frame of mind. I think I had two incredibly strong years in terms of content, 2020, 2021. And then, weirdly, after I met Ken Watanabe and hit that sort of joke goal that I've had for 10 years, I just had nothing left. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I've sort of lost a lot of my enthusiasm for just things this year. And in many respects, while the first half of this year was shit, the second half of this year has been better by getting fit and sort of building my life around fitness. My highlights this year have been off camera, you know, cycling with Connor, all right, that was on camera, whoops, or hiking up a mountain, or just doing exercise and getting fit. And if there's one good thing to come out of 2022 for me, it's that I look and feel fitter, and I feel a lot better about myself, and that's good. I think also doing this for 10 years, right, it's easy to just do the same things over and over. And in the world of YouTube, there's certain topics on YouTube that always do really well, right? Now, if you put a gun to my head and said, Chris, make 5 videos that would make 1 million views, I'd be like, right, number one, sleeper train. Number two, something about Wagyu beef. Number three, a capsule hotel. Number four, tiny apartment. Number five, day in the life video. And you look at that, and I think I've done like 3 or 4 of those. But, you know, it's not so much running out of ideas as just often turning to the simplest idea to make a video, get those views. And I feel as a result, I haven't necessarily challenged myself creatively as much as I should have this year. In fact, at all, really. So now that I'm on the path to fitness, and that's one thing going right, I need to think carefully about next year and how I am going to push myself creatively. What am I going to do that's different? How am I going to continue to enjoy doing this and not just going through the motions? Truth is, I love living in Japan, but I'm a bit fed up of making videos about Japan per se. And that's something I need to sort of wrap my head around. 10 years, 250 videos, you know, I don't want to start doing the same things over and over again. That's not to say I've done everything in Japan. This trip with Connor just proved. We went to Miyazaki Prefecture, one of the most sort of distant prefectures from where I live. It's in Kyushu, and it's a prefecture that doesn't really get much attention. It's got a really famous gorge called the Takachiho Gorge, which we did go and go through on a rowboat. Connor nearly drowned me because he decided to row the boat under a fucking waterfall, which I wasn't so happy about, particularly as I was holding about $4,000 of camera equipment. I'll bear that in mind the next time we go out and use Connor's equipment. But we did film in a few love hotels, and one very bizarre love hotel that I've always wanted to go in on my episode. And because I was worried about two guys not being able to get into a love hotel, which is common, as Connor and I found out in Osaka when we were actually tossed out of a hotel for being two guys, I basically got a disguise. I got this wig from Don Quixote, put it on Connor, and that seemed to do the trick. We were able to get in the hotel and nobody called us out. Funnily enough, though, in the next shoot, we didn't wear the wig and we did get thrown out straight away. So there's some funny fucking content there. And some very antiquated views. I still don't understand how the fuck in this day and age they don't let two guys go into a love hotel. Very odd, very odd. I don't get it. But then a lot of hotels are run by the Yakuza, and the Yakuza don't like the LGBT community. So that might have something to do with it. And then yesterday I pretty much ate every sushi in Japan. Japan's biggest conveyor belt sushi restaurant chain, with Ryotaro, for a challenge that we went head-to-head against. I won't spoil it. I don't want to spoil that. But I ate so much damn sushi that I don't want to look at sushi ever again for like 3 months. And sushi, the problem with sushi is you get really filled up because of the rice, the shari, right? The vinegar rice underneath the fish. And by the end of the competition, which took like 2 hours to film, I was lying on the table face down, pretty much dead from just being so sleepy from eating all the damn sushi. But it was nice. It was good to film with Ryotaro again. It feels like it's been a while. So it was nice to do one last video with Ryotaro before the year is out. But with the end of the year almost here, With the end of the year almost here, I'm so damn looking forward to going home for Christmas and just enjoying the UK at Christmas for the first time in 3 years because of COVID. And, you know, Christmas is actually my favourite time of year, despite being grumpy, this grumpy Scrooge-like figure. I actually love Christmas. I love, you know, chilling with the family, sitting with friends, going to a pub, mulled wine in hand, just relaxing. And I'm really looking forward to the sort of overall Christmas experience. And I'm going to Canada, Los Angeles. I realise Los Angeles isn't a country. I'm going to Canada, Vancouver, Los Angeles and London over the next few weeks. So it's going to be a lot of travelling on the road, which I'm not overly looking forward to that aspect of it. But I'm looking forward to landing in the UK in the middle of December, getting off the plane and drinking some mulled wine after I've driven home, of course. Don't drink drive. But I returned to the UK where I'll probably put on all the weight that I probably lost over the last few months. I'm actually down about, I think, 7 or 8 kilograms. Although that's not a fair fight because I've actually put on a lot of muscle weight over my shoulders and arms. So I've been using this measurement tool that tells you your fat body content. And I think I'm down to 21 or 20% from originally 26%. So definitely things are happening, and hopefully my family will be like, wow, Chris, you look good for once. So that'll be good. I'm looking forward to that. But honestly, fitness for me, it's not about people telling you you look good. It's about feeling good. And I do feel more energetic and lively and able to do things, whether it's hiking, Spartan races, cycling, being able to do physical challenge and physical feats like that. That for me is the real incentive to get fit. And I'm absolutely going to carry it on next year. Honestly, if I was going to stop YouTube or doing this tomorrow, I would find a way of making some money and just working out and doing physical challenges and hiking over mountains. I think I could probably do that to the end of time. Go and have a hike. If you're feeling down, go and have a hike. That's what I found. But for now, guys, I'm going to wrap things up there before I collapse. I do feel ill. I might have caught something while on the road for 10 days. But we'll be back to our regular programming later in the week where Mr. Donaldson rears his head once again. Although it's a busy World Cup football season. Hopefully he can find some time for the Born Japan podcast. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have a great start to this week. And we'll see you later in the week to do it all over again right back here on the Born Japan podcast. podcast. Bye for now.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.